好 ，Join your palms, please. 南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无卢特古鲁萨卡牟尼布达。南无卢特古鲁萨卡牟尼布达。南无卢特古鲁萨卡牟尼布达。开经偈：无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。And next, the sutra opening gatha, gatha meaning verse, dharma verse. Repeat following me if you can.I just read along, and you read after me. The supremely profound, wondrously sophisticated Dharma is hard to encounter in millions of kalpas. And now that I am able to hear, read, and uphold it,I wish to comprehend the real import of the thus advantaged. Import is meaning. Thus advantaged is an epithet of the Buddha. Now, let's proceed with the sutra, the Diamond Prajna Paramita Sutra. Let me repeat a little bit.What is diamond? Diamond is the most precious treasure in the world. And 金刚是至宝 And so here it refers to that this Prajna Paramita is the most precious in Buddha Dhamma. 这个金刚的意思是至宝所以在这里呢就是指说这个波诺啊是佛法里面的至宝最高的宝贝 and diamond is the hardest or strongest or firmest mineral in the world and it can cut through everything including the hardest glass but itself cannot be destroyed 那金刚呢它是有最大的硬度它甚至于能够这个割破这个玻璃玻璃是一切这个世间里面最硬的这个 mineral 之一它的硬度是七啊它硬度七是很大很大的啊但是金刚呢也就是 diamond 啊是可以把它割破所以呢这金刚表示能破啊能破啊所以能破什么能破众生一切烦恼业障恶业习气无明都可以破所以金刚波诺可以破众生一切障难啊。So by diamond prajna it means that it can destroy all the bad karmasimpediments and ignorance, inanity, and all the evils can be destroyed by diamond prajna. So, not just diamond, but diamond prajna. The diamond here is an adjective. It modifies prajna. 所以这个 diamond 是形容词它在形容波诺。就这个波诺有多宝贵有多坚强呢这个波诺大智啊它就好像金刚一样。And diamond in Sanskrit is Vajra, 伐哲罗啊金刚这个在这个梵文里面这个diamond 是 Vajra 的意思啊 是 Vajra，V-A-J-R-A 啊。那So in this sutra, what does it deal with? It deals with the firmest, strongest, the supreme wisdom of the Buddha, which is symbolized by diamond, the most treasurable thing. 所以这个这一部经在讲什么？讲佛的最伟大、最高至上的智慧——波若大智。啊，这个大智有如金刚，坚固不可破坏，而能破坏一切众生恶业、烦恼、业障。啊，所以能够成就众生菩提。Therefore, this diamond prajna can make people attain the highest wisdom of the Buddha, thereby to attain the supreme enlightenment. 啊，可以达到最究竟的开悟，就必须要靠这个金刚波罗。Therefore, prajna is said to be the mother of Buddhas, because from prajna there are born Buddhas. 所以呢，波若就被说为是佛母。为什么呢？因为从波若，尤其是金刚波若出生一切诸佛啊。所以可知这个波若是最重要，在修学佛法里面最重要，是我们修学佛法的核心啊。而这个金刚波若又是在一切波若里面的核心的核心。 So this prajna is the heart core of Buddhism, and further, this diamond prajna is the center of the heart core, is the hub of the heart core of Buddhism. So you know the supreme importance of this sutra. So there is nobody that can attain enlightenment or Buddhahood without studying and practicing and understanding the prajna, diamond prajna sutra. Because it is the heart of all Buddhas. 因为这个金刚波若是一切佛心。所以 without the heart of the Buddhas, you cannot attain Buddhahood. There will be no Buddha at all. So this is the common prerequisites, not just for Pusas, Bodhisattvas, but for the Buddhas too. After they attain Buddhahood, they still need to use it, to apply it for the deliverance of people, of multi-beings. 所以这个金刚波若不只是说这个菩萨需要，乃至诸佛即使成了佛以后呢，他还是需要的，他要用这个金刚波若来度众生。没有金刚波若，你没办法度众生啊。所以这个金刚波若是不但是修行的要门，也是成佛的要门，也是诸佛度众生的要门。所以自度度他都不能没有金刚波若啊。所以 this is the most significant sutra or teaching of the Buddha. So, because in self-practicing for enlightenment, and after the enlightenment, the Buddha still need the diamond prajna to deliver people to the other shore of reincarnation, and to get to Bodhi, Supreme Bodhi. 好， 那我们现在就开始再接着往下讲。So, we are proceeding, from what we left off. 从接着下面 page 3, the second line. 如是我闻一时佛在舍卫国指述己故土园。我再讲一次，这个舍卫国啊，在这个楞严经里面又把它翻成四罗伐城，可是四罗伐城比较是符合这个梵文的，因为四罗伐城梵文是 Sravasti， 那翻成舍卫国却是中文化了，汉化的，所以舍卫国是汉化的翻译，四罗伐城才是原意，翻那个音啊。那是一个中印度的一个小国啊的一个王国啦啊。不过那时候也是很大的，因为那个时候印度分成很多的这个国啊。In this explication, I will go on with Chinese first, and then go to English. So please bear with me for this delay a little bit. Okay. 指述己故土园啊，又翻成指环金色，有没有？指环金色就是指述己故土园啊。这个指陀太子与及孤独长者合共的，上次讲过了啊，与大比丘众1250人聚。刚刚上次讲到几孤独园与大比丘，什么是大比丘啊？比丘就是出家人啊，受了250戒的出家人叫做比丘，男众叫比丘，女众要受348戒叫比丘尼啊。那而这个加个大字是什么意思？大字就是他已经证了阿罗汉了啊。比丘是普通的，我就是比丘，但是我不能称大比丘。大比丘就是已经证了阿罗汉的，就四果阿罗汉，已经超生死的，这样啊，这个叫大比丘。这个总共就有1250人。你看我们这个世尊很了不起，很伟大。你看他光是渡的那个随长随的那个这个圣人啊，这些1250人都是圣僧，你知道，都是证了阿罗汉果的，就有1250个。你看1250个就是一个学校了，你知道，是一个蛮大的学校。而那些只是这个大比丘，这个大比丘下面他各自都有弟子，都有上几十个几百个都有，所以总共加起来这个僧团有好几千人啊。就这个佛就跟这1250个常随众的大比丘，总共有1250人聚，就是在一起的意思。而在一起在哪里呢？地点就是在舍卫国的指环金色。一时就是有一个时候，这没有明白的讲，因为印度的纪年呢跟我们中国的纪年不一样，而且印度有很多国嘛，那你要用哪一国的纪年呢？所以怕 argument。所以就干脆佛就说一时就好了。你要不然你说周恒王几年几年，然后那个印度的什么王就说我国是什么王怎么几年，对，那就麻烦嘛，所以就避免争执，因为大家都要抢着这个头衔嘛，是不是啊？所以就干脆就一时就好了。 OK, Now let's go to the English part, the correspondent English partFirst, the title, segment one. Segment is portion. Portion one. This sutra has been divided into 32 portions. 有32分啊。And the first portion is named the exordium. Exordium meaning the opening part. Opening part. Because traditionally, in a sutra, there are three portions. The first portion is called exordium or prologue or prelude. So traditionally, a sutra, a Buddhist holy scripture, is divided into three parts or three portions. 一般这个佛经都分成三分啊、哦，三分。The first part is called exordium or product, 就序分啊、哦，第一分就序分啊、哦、like an introduction to the Buddha and to the attendees of the Dharma meeting, 就与会大众介绍那些以及教起因缘 and the occasion of the teaching. And 第二部分呢 the second part is the main body. Main body 就正中分、啊、正中分。然后 the third part is epilogue, 就是续分、哎、不这个流通分。也就是说最后 in the final part of the teaching, at the close of the teaching, the Buddha would told the people to circulate this sutra to people so that more people can learn about the Buddha's wisdom through this particular sutra. And so this is the beginning of the sutra. So segment one is the exordium or the product. Now, thus have I heard.At one time, the Buddha sojourned at Jetvadna Park in Shravasti Principality in company with an assemblage of 1,250 grand bhikshus. Thus have I heard. I have heard in this way. This I is the scriber of the sutra, who was the one of the great disciple of the Buddha, named Ananda, Anantor. This because he has very great, very strong memory. So his memory is like photographic.And anything he heard from the Buddha, he can remember and can reproduce verbatim, word by word. So all the sutras that he has heard is in his mind, and he can reproduce it. So after the Buddha went into Nirvana, and all the disciples assembled and then collected all the teachings of the Buddha. And Ananda in the meeting repeated what the Buddha had said verbatim, one word by word. 所以这个阿难因为他的记忆力很强啊，博闻强记啊，那他所听到的这个经典他都记得，所以佛涅槃以后他这个僧众集结啊，他就送出了这个佛所说的一切经，这样的。所以如是我闻，这意思就是说，这是我听到了。虽然现在是我说出来的，但是这个经不是我讲的，这是谁讲的？是佛讲的，只是我听的这样子。So this means that this is what I heard, but although I'm saying it, I'm speaking it, but it is not my production.This is only what I heard from the Buddha. So this is the teaching of the Buddha, not my teaching, Ananda, not Ananda's teaching. At one time, at a certain time, why it is not put a specific date is that because at that time, India, like always, was divided into a lot of little states, and in each and every state there is a king and there is a calendar, so you don't know which one to go by, and everybody would like the Buddha to have his date, the royal date in the sutra, you know, but to evade the arguments and fights. So the Buddha just said, we just put at one time. And so you don't have to fight for that. The Buddha sojourned at Javadna Park in Sravasti Principality. This is an independent state, a little independent state in India, in central India. A state is independent but smaller, it is called a principality. A kingdom ruled by a prince, so principality. And in company with an assemblage of 1,250 grand bhikshus. Bhikshu meaning an ordained monk or an ordained priest in Buddhism. By being ordained, it entails one to take 250 precepts. So this is also what I have taken. So in order to be a monk, you need to take and sustain 250 precepts. Okay, so that's a lot. In a position, or as opposed to 10 commandments in Christianity. As a Christian, you take only 10 commandments, but we have 250 commandments. And that's for the male, for the monks. But for the nuns, you need to take 348 precepts. 348 US dollars. So that's a lot. Because there are more minute regulations for the females, you know. This is bhikshu, ordinary monks called bhikshu. What about grand bhikshu? If it is put with grand, it means that this bhikshu is a holy person. It's like a saint, you know, and which means he has already attained the fourth fruition, in Hinayana, 小圣, 在小圣里面, I call auricularist. 这个声闻圣里面, 他已经得到四果的, is called grand bhikshu, which means he has surpassed samsara, or transmigration, or reincarnation. They all mean the same thing. Samsara, this is Sanskrit, 轮回. And the English translation would be transmigration. You know, migration, we are all immigrants, right? So migration, to pass from place to place, mean it is trans-migration. So to be born from place to place, from one domain to another domain, from the human domain to the animal domain, or to the starving ghost or hungry ghost domain, or to the purgatory, 地狱, to the purgatory domain. So within the six domains, and people will be transmigrated by their own karmas. 所以由于业力的关系，众生就在这个六道里面 transmigrate. 这个常常都在办入境出境这样的。 So, and reincarnation, carnate means the corporal body. Carnate 就是肉体啊。那 incarnate 就是变成放在肉体里面就换一个房子嘛啊、哦、那 re 就是 again to get another body 啊、哦、所以 if you are reborn to another domain then you will regain or gain another physical body which is called reincarnation So, but this is the process of suffering or affliction. 这是受苦啊，六道轮回是受苦。And the Arhat, 阿罗汉, the fourth fruition people, 四果的阿罗汉, has attained the sainthood, 这果位啊, 啊圣果, so that,They have transcended reincarnation. So they are not going to be reborn in the ordinary spheres. So they are free from any afflictions anymore. So these are the holy people, the grand bhikkhus. And how many are they?There are 1,250 holy people. So you see, the Buddha is marvelous. He is not just great, he is marvelous. Why? Because during his lifetime, he has taught, edified, and enabled people to attain sainthood.To transcend transmigration, there are a whole lot of them. And the most close by people are, to name a few, are 1,250. Okay. And these are all holy people.And I would like to add, as opposed to Jesus, he has only 10 disciples. You know, so when Jesus died, he has only 10 disciples, great disciples. But the Buddha, the closest are 1,250. And not to say about lesser ones, you know, or...farther ones. Some people would stay away from the Buddha in their abode. 有些人住的比较远 So they don't stay close to the Buddha. But they are still grand bhikkhus. They are a lot. So the Buddha is not just great. He is grand great. Okay. So, and they are always follow him and learn from him throughout their life, you know. So, some people say, Arhats are equal to Buddha. It's not correct. Why? Because even the 10 great disciples of the Buddha, throughout their life, after they have attained Arhathood,They still need to learn from the Buddha, you know. And you can read in the sutra that even those great disciples made a lot of dumb mistakes, you know. And they need to ask for the Buddha to their rescue, you know. And sometimes they got into arguments,with people, and they cannot solve it, and they will beseech the Buddha to solve for them. 你知道吗？有人说这个阿罗汉跟佛是一样的，可是那是错误的。为什么？因为不要说这个1,250人，这个大阿罗汉，乃至于佛的十大弟子啊，这一辈子都要跟佛学，而且你看 经典里面看，尤其是阿含经里面常常讲到这些 大阿罗汉，尤其像舍利弗啊、目犍连啊、须菩提啊，常常都做一些莫名其妙的这很可笑的错误，然后这个被佛呵斥啊，乃至于他们跟别人有 argue 啊、哦、有 argument 啊、哦、那不能摆平的时候就请佛来来摆平，你知道吗？所以很好玩的，哎，以后我会讲一些给你们知道。Therefore, we know that the arhats are not never, they will never be equal to Buddha. Otherwise, they don't have to learn from the Buddha. Therefore, you can know that nirvana, the highest attainment of arhat, is not equal to the supreme enlightenment of the Buddha. 所以你可以知道这个涅槃呢，是阿罗汉所得到的最高的成就，所以这个涅槃却不能跟佛所得到的这个无上菩提相提并论，差得远。 OK、So let's go on with Chinese again、Turn over back to page 3。 尔时世尊时时着衣持钵入舍卫大城起时，于其城中次第其已，还至本处，饭食器收衣钵，显足矣，夫坐而坐。尔时就是那个时候啊，那个时候世尊，世尊就是佛的那个尊号之一。佛有十号，有十种 title。比如说，你若读学校，攻读学位的话，最高就是得到博士，对不对？所以博士是一个 title， 世尊也就是佛所证道的他的 title， 啊，他的 title 也是尊称他，啊。那什么叫世尊呢？就是一切世间人都应该尊敬他的意思，叫世尊，啊。所以这个中文翻得很好啊。那梵文原来叫薄伽梵啊，巴嘎梵。可是有时候也翻成薄伽梵呐，啊，但是我们中文把它翻成世尊，结果我们看佛经看久了，如果没有去对照梵文的话，以为这世尊就是我们中国的，哎，那好，殊不知世尊是外国人，啊，那个世尊呢，时时就是吃饭的时候，简单讲是吃饭的时候。但这个吃饭的时候在佛法里面又不一样的意思。这个吃饭的时候是指正午十二点。正午十二点以前，依这个佛法的比丘法是要在十二点以前把饭吃完。啊，在十二点以前呢都叫时时，就是说可以吃饭的时间。超过正午十二点就叫非时时。啊，非不是吃饭的时候，所以就不能吃了，只能喝水，啊，这样子。那如果有病的话，可以吃药，啊，那这个所以叫，那如果你超过十二点而吃东西，叫做非时时，这样子。那倒过来了，啊，非时时就说不是吃饭的时间，非时时。第二个非时时是不应该吃饭的时间，你吃东西叫做非时时，这样懂吗？着衣持钵，这个衣啊，着衣不是穿衣服了，这个衣是法衣，法衣就是袈裟，啊，哦，那这个袈裟有三种或是四种，一个是五衣，有七衣，有九衣，啊，哦，然后有25条衣，啊，哦，五衣，那什么叫衣？就是袈裟啊，这个。出家人的这个佛法的出家人的法衣称为袈裟，这个是梵文翻过来的啊，袈裟就是这个法衣啊。那总共我们不是说三衣一钵吗？啊，三衣就是指三衣就是五衣、七衣、九衣啊。那五衣呢是坐物衣或者是沙弥尼穿的。七衣就是那个 这个咖啡色的 brown 的那一个，那割成七条。九一就是黄色的，黄色的袈裟啊。持钵，就是出家人吃饭的那个碗叫做钵啊。入舍卫大城就是入城乞讨啊。OK。Let's go on with the English part. At that time, the fourth line. At that time, the world venerated one, which means that all the world's people should respect or venerate the Buddha. And this is an epithet, a holy epithet of the Buddha.There are 10 holy epithets of the Buddha. 佛有十号，如来应供正遍知明行足善事世间解无上士调御丈夫天人师佛世尊。啊，那如果你读法华经里面就有说、so, There are 10 holy epithets for the Buddha. These are the qualities.Of the Buddha, all the titles of the Buddha that he has earned through his accomplishments in enlightenment, and which describes all kinds of features of his capabilities and wisdoms. Okay, we'll take a break here. And if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate.To ask later, and you can put it down on a piece of paper, and you can get a paper and pen from the front desk.